sitting in for Jerry this morning, and we're going to have some good discussion today, and I appreciate you letting me be part of your morning. 888-455-1360 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the program. Okay, so getting things started, obviously we have to talk about Ted Cruz's appearance at the convention last night. And holy cow, were there a whole bunch of people not happy with Ted Cruz. I'll tell you what I'm not happy with is the people booing Ted Cruz. I was very, very disappointed with the individuals on the floor of the convention booing Ted Cruz. Give me one example of what Ted Cruz said last night that is not conservative, that is not constitutional minded, that is not looking out for the best thing for America. Did he come out and say Donald Trump sucked? Did he come out and say I wouldn't vote for him if he was the last man on? Nope. He was not never Trump. But he stood his ground, and he made sure that people understood how he felt. But you know what? He was there. He was at the convention, standing in front of the entire crowd at the convention and the national television audience. He was there. That takes guts. I'm talking specifically about the conspicuous absence of Kasich. You want to get upset about somebody? You want to get upset and maybe boo somebody? Kasich. Where it is inexcusable that he is not at the convention. And here's why I say this, okay? Look, talking to some of the people in Washington, D.C. when I was there last time, not only doing interviews with senators and congressmen and so forth for the program, but having a few minutes to have a conversation with them either before we did the interview or after the interview. And it's disappointing, but it's also heartening at sometimes that when the microphone turns on, there is the politician that speaks. Well, you see, Seth, blah, 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 blah. And then when the microphone is off, there's a different persona that comes across. It is disappointing when that happens, but you do get to see a little bit of insight. I'll tell you this, the only person that was, absolutely 100% the same in a private conversation and on the interview was Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy impressed me tremendously. I was impressed by Trey Gowdy and by watching him on TV and his involvement in the Hillary Clinton scandal hearings. I was very impressed by his actions anyway. But I've had the privilege to talk to Trey Gowdy personally twice, once here in Wausau and once in Washington, D.C. And he's completely the same, whether he's on camera, on microphone, or just in person. He's the same guy. I respect that. But I digress, as I always do. The point was, the inside track in Washington, at least the limited little glimpse that I got, was that they don't like Ted Cruz because he has a tendency to grandstand. He has a tendency to make actions and to do things that have a big public splash and draw a lot of media attention, but don't actually have real effect, real change in policy or in Congress. And that bothered me. Okay, that's one thing. But when he comes out and he's talking and he is saying he congratulated Trump on his nomination, that had to be difficult to do because, let's face it, the battle between those two, it was bitter. He congratulates the victor in the race, congratulated him. And then he went on to say the things that we should be looking for in a candidate. I think that's the right thing to do. I think Kasich should be there. I think the Bushes should be there, W and Jeb. I think other political Republicans should be there. And when you have a time in front of a microphone or in front of the camera or in front of just the citizenry, you say, be honest, be upfront, be true to your convictions and say, look, this guy that just got nominated, I don't like him. I don't support what he's saying. There's some things about him that really tick me off. And then shift gears and say, this is what I want to see in the leader of the free world. I want this, and I want this, and I want this. And you stand there and you make a difference, or at least you try. To boycott the convention, to say, I'm not going to show up, I don't like him, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. And I find it to be childish. And so when Cruz said, vote your conscience, what the heck is wrong with that? Of course you should vote your conscience. Vote your conscience. If your conscience is for Donald Trump, then vote for Donald Trump. If your conscience is somewhere else, then vote your conscience. I'm just very disappointed in the Republican people, the audience that was there that booed Ted Cruz. I'm really disappointed. It was very, very frustrating. I don't like that kind of cowardice. I don't. And that's the way I look at it. I think it's cowardice. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about something else that happened on the floor last night. Another example of what I'm talking about. When you make a commitment, you keep your word. You do what you say you're going to do. It happened between Montel Williams and Bill O'Reilly yesterday. We'll talk about that. And was Montel Williams right to walk off, or was he being a coward? I think you kind of already know which way I'm leaning. I'm sorry. I just got done doing my morning show. I literally had just one right into the other. This is the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mula sitting in for Jerry. The phone number is 888-455-1360. We will be right back.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.